Thank you, dear colleague, for your kind words, and it's a pleasure for me to be here today on this very first working day in my new job as President of the European Council. I officially take office from January the 1st, but this is my first working day. I'm happy to be for the first time also in my life in your beautiful capital. One day I will come again, not alone, and in a more sunny period. But what I saw was already tempting. Following my election as President of the European Council, I will chair as of next year, as I just said. In the meantime, it is important for me to talk to my colleagues of the European Council and to establish close personal relationships with them. It is good to be able to discuss in an informal and open way, as we did in our tête-à-tête also, the major issues that will be on the table of the European Council in the coming months. Important for me to consider everyone's interests and sensitivities, important to listen to the views of my colleagues and hear about their priorities. We will listen carefully to everyone and make sure that our work delivers results for everyone. I will also work closely with the President of the Commission and the European Parliament and with the governments which will I preside over the work, ministers of the Council. In looking at the work ahead of me as President of the European Council, my key words are continuity and coherence. We need perspective in our work. We need to ensure that our work develops over the long term. A perspective that goes beyond 6 months, which allow us to tackle more effectively the many challenges ahead. My guiding principles will be dialogue, unity, and action. And, dear colleague, a daunting agenda is awaiting us, not only in Slovenia, but also in the Union. There are many pressing issues to deal with, financial crisis and its dramatic impact on employment and budgets, preparation of a coordinated strategy for exiting from broad-based stimulus policies when economic recovery is secured, the climate crisis with immediate vital objective of success in Copenhagen, energy challenges, aspirations of our fellow citizens for greater security and social justice. And on climate, the European Union is determined to play a leading constructive role in Copenhagen and contribute to reaching a global, ambitious, and comprehensive agreement. But action by the European Union alone will not be enough. I call on all parties to contribute to a success. I will be at the December European Council behind the scenes and look forward to taking up my position, as I said, on January the 1st. We'll do it with determination, enthusiasm, to ensure that the European Council delivers added value and leadership for Europe. Until January the 1st, I will make no political statements. But I like to add something else. The agreement between Slovenia and Croatia on a settlement of their territorial and maritime border, signed in Stockholm on November the 4th, was a very good example of how to solve issues in a European manner. It was a proof of political courage and leadership, dear colleague, from the two prime ministers. It allows accession negotiations with Croatia to continue. It is also an important signal to the Western Balkans. We are now looking forward to full ratification of the agreement.